Hi, this is Dave Huberger, president of First Bank Hampton. Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful, and we are thankful when you shop local, dine local, and bank local.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a feature interview with people who are making a difference and making news in our local communities. Every Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a feature interview from the newsmaker for the Radio On The Go News Department, featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others for a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
On the Newsmaker today, we are talking with Marty Harmon and Luann Hewling, who will be talking about the free community Thanksgiving dinner that will be coming up on Thursday at the Church of the Living Word here in Hampton. And Luann and Marty, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you for having us.
That's no problem. So let's begin. I know I talked to Luann last year about this event, so kind of give our listeners a refresh of how many years this has been going on, and why did you guys start doing this?
This will be the 18th year, and we started back in 2003, and it was actually Marty's original thought that she wanted to provide food and fellowship to those who would be alone for the holiday, and it's kind of gone since then.
That's very good to hear. So on average, how many people do you guys kind of serve, and where do some of these people come around? Do they come from different communities around Franklin County and beyond?
We have averaged around 100 or so, 125. That's with being at the facility and also those who've taken food home. And most everyone comes probably from Franklin County that comes to participate.
So obviously this year with COVID-19, things are changing. You know, every event that's been happening in 2020 has either been canceled or has been altered. So kind of going to my next question, talk about the difference in serving this year due to COVID-19 and how it will be served this year compared to years past.
Yeah, Mitch, the first thing that's going to be changing is our location. We are going to be doing it at Church of the Living Word, and the address for that is 420 First Avenue Northeast. Another thing we're going to be changing is this will be a drive-up, pick-up meal only. There is no dining in, and there are no deliveries from us this year anyway. We have limited the amount of hands helping prepare the meals and helping serve the meals. So our volunteer basis has been probably cut by about 60 to 70% at least. And then we have changed the menu just a little bit. There again, most of it will be homemade food, but then we've also changed and some of the food will be bought. So there again, there are less hands on it. We will be doing turkey, potato, dressing, green beans. And then this year, it'll be a choice of only two pies, which will be pumpkin and pecan.
Again, we are talking with Marty Harmon and Luann Hewling, who are talking about the free community Thanksgiving dinner coming up this Thursday at the Church of the Living Word. As they alluded to, that will be a drive-through and pick-up only this year due to COVID-19. So you guys kind of alluded to what will be served. So name some of the other things that you guys will be serving coming up on Thursday.
That really is going to be the menu. Yeah, we've had to cut the menu back there again because of the volunteer situation and just trying to keep everybody as healthy as we possibly can. So that basically will be it.
That's pretty much the traditional, yeah. I guess, the turkey dressing, potatoes, gravy, and green bean casserole and pie. Cut back a couple of, like, salads. We no longer will have salads or rolls.
So the traditional Thanksgiving dinner will still be there for the free community Thanksgiving dinner. And I know last year when I talked to Luann, you guys talked about RSVPs are kind of appreciated. So are you guys looking at that again this year or not?
No, I just... You know, we usually had RSVPs basically for numbers that would be coming in and dining. So only if you have questions, I guess, would you need to make that phone call to 641-425-1982. Otherwise, we really don't need to have people call in for reservations.
And I know you guys alluded to this earlier in the interview. You're limiting the amount of volunteers 60 to 70%. So I know last year Luann was telling me it takes quite a few people to get this meal together. So just kind of talk about volunteering in general with this. How many does it normally take in a given year? I know this year you're going back about 60 to 70%.
Well, we've kind of figured it's about 70 people in a normal year. That's not 70 people making food or anything that way. It's involved in making food, setting up for the dinner, serving the dinner, deliveries, takeout. So that's a lot bigger program than what we're doing this year. And so this year, our volunteers, we will have maybe 10 people serving food, and that would be at least way more than half, probably cut down just on serving. So we will be asking people in their cars to be a little patient with us because it's not going to possibly be as fast as before.
Again, we are talking with Marty Harmon and Luann Hewling talking about the free community Thanksgiving dinner coming up this Thursday, November 26th, Thanksgiving Day. They are going to have a traditional Thanksgiving meal, turkey dressing, and pie, among other things. Again, that's this Thursday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., or until the food runs out. The change of location, it's located at the Church of the Living Word, south side of the building at 421st Avenue Northeast. So that'll be a drive-through and pickup event only this year due to COVID-19. And Luann and Marty, before I let you go this afternoon, anything else you'd like to add about the meal coming up on Thanksgiving Day?
I guess one thing for the traffic flow, if they would come and try to access the First Avenue and head west, so that they'll be parked right in front of the door and not coming from the other direction, because we'll only help the ones as they're heading west and have pulled up to the sidewalk in front of the door. We just don't know quite how long it's going to take to, you know, go out and ask how many meals they need, and then we'll go back in and get them and take them to their vehicle. So they just have to stay in their vehicle, and we'll get to them as soon as we can.
Yes, patience is key. Just to be patient with these guys. It's just something new they have to deal with this year. All of us have to deal with COVID-19. And so, Marty and Luann, thanks a lot for talking with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That is Marty Harmon and Luann Hewling here on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entireties by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker is featured as part of Radio on the Go stream, or is also a part of our podcast, which can subscribe to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Hi, this is Dave Huberger, president of First Bank Hampton. Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful, and we are thankful when you shop local, dine local, and bank local.